only good thing about November is you don't have to worry about your beer getting warm. This is the perfect pour.
That's the only thing?
That's the only thing. But and Friendsgiving.
Oh, okay. But it's not my birthday month or anything.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to perfect the anniversary? Perfect Pour! It's a show about things that are fun, the beer geeks.
Huh? Is it fun?
Yeah, it's fun.
Is it?
It's fun.
Matt's over it.
I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're just going to be hanging out. Hanging out with you
beer.
A little bit here. Drinking some beers. Giving you some friends to have fun with your beers.
Yeah, beer That's friends.
That's what we're going to be doing.
And beer friends with benefits. Yeah,
more people will call us. And we'll just get in touch. Stay in touch. Just this big party, beer party. Indie beer party. For the show. We just had a very quick little tailgate.
Yeah,
we had Mother Earth Brewing Company out of the San Diego.
Fresh as it gets?
It's fresh as it gets. Fresh hop.
Fresh.
Because it's fresh hop season. It's stout season and fresh hop season. Going at the same time.
I would mix those two.
Yeah. You would. Oh, you want to blend the fresh hop with the stout?
I want a fresh hop.
Maybe we can do that.
Stout, black, and tan.
This week here. So that was that. What did you guys think of that? Was it the first time you having that?
Very nice. First sip was kind of like, but then it came around.
Right.
I'm okay with it. I mean, there's plenty of bad beers that we've had this year that this was not.
as far as bad beers go, this is one of the better ones.
This is a 4-pack. Where did I get this? Where the hell was I?
Were you at the market?
Maybe. It must have been.
Fig Tree?
Must have been the market.
I got a single from MGA.
Wow. It must have been the market. But, so the first one I had, I was like, I don't think I'm liking this. And then I had, I think it's all, see, all this, it's set up, man. It's set up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then the next day I had a celebration ale. Spoiler alert.
Oh.
A celebration ale. And then I had this after it. And I was loving this after that celebration ale. So I don't know why the celebration set it up so well. And now I'm having it again and it's fine.
Also a fresh hop beer, right?
I guess it is, huh? Yeah. But it's like I don't know, man. The celebration's like a red almost.
You just reminded me of a looking out for.
Oh. Ta-da. You're welcome. See, I did the opposite. I had a Booming Rollers as my setup. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, oh man, I'm gonna have a Pliny now. Eesh, yeah, Booming Rollers.
Kinda sort of messed your Pliny experience up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Too much on the palate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta go in the right way. And sometimes, I've never heard that before.
Right.
Hey, you gotta go in the right way.
This is the right way.
Into the outdoors, they say.
But I don't know how. Other than this, just to keep well-detailed notes on your drinking.
Ooh, your field notes always close by.
Yeah. Keep a dedicated field note to it. Yeah, by the way, notes started following us now. After we had our pretend run-in on Twitter. Now they're following us.
Pretend running.
They've liked stuff, but they think we're pretty cool now. So,
Where's our sponsorship?
Moleskine doesn't care. They're not very good with their social media.
We field notes people now.
Field notes. Well, we've been both for a long time. Even though we always talk about Moleskine, but
Moleskine. I have a field notes pen.
Field notes has a good social media presence.
Rhino is my booklet because it's recycled.
Oh,
100% recycled.
Field notes makes theirs all in-house, paper and all.
Mine is made by Journal Books.
Oh, you actually got a new one.
Yeah.
Wow, look at that. Journal Books.
It's fancy. It's got lines.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's a good size. It's approximately 5x7.
Hmm.
It has a holder for my Field Notes pen.
Oh.
Does that count?
That helps. You've got a Field Notes pen. I see that.
I'm using my Field Notes pen.
Where'd you get that notebook?
Stole it from my wife.
you're not using this.
Hey, you using this? What is it? Okay, perfect.
Nope, you're not.
That means no. I'm gathering.
Honey, where's my couple days? Where's my notebook? Have you seen my notebook? Yeah. No, I didn't know you had one.
Yeah. Huh. Must have recycled it. That's
what
weird.
Do you do with those? You like take notes or something?
What do you do with those? Huh? Notes. There's your notebook.
Notebook update.
I'm using a moleskin for my show notes right now.
Okay, Mikey's got
I have a Field Notes in my back pocket though.
Oh, okay.
For just a case. Just in the case. Field. Backup.
Just needs to take some notes.
In case his moleskin dies on him.
Yep. My moleskin runs out of battery.
Is it the one with the waterproof pages or whatever?
I have one of those too. I don't know if Field Notes has one, a waterproof one. They probably do.
I think they do.
See how beat up it is?
Wow.
I'm showing them. You guys can't see it. You can't see it, but.
That's got the.
I've got tape on it and everything.
Uh-huh.
This is just my. Whatever, there's no theme to it. It's just whenever I need to write something.
The one guy that for he basically refuses to use the notes app in his iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
He's like,
not
nope.
The same. There's like a whole setup and
you probably still have a landline too.
I love gold.
Maybe. It's best for when you know your parents want to call you.
They called you, but you weren't home. We're supposed to meet up at Eureka. Of course I'm not at home.
Well,
you scheduled
called to tell you that it's packed here. Not to come.
How'd you call me?
We called your house.
Oh, we're using the phone at the restaurant.
Yeah. Can we borrow your phone, ma'am?
We need to call our son.
I don't think we need to call our son.
It's busy here.
Tell him it's real busy. He's going to want to know this. He's a curmudgeon. We got new beer entering the show. What the hell is going? What the hell is this, Matt?
This was I can talk. Nelson's Odyssey. It's a hazy IPA from Original Pattern Brewing, which is out of Oakland.
Oh,
it was a pure label buy. It was a beautiful looking can. It was. They have a whole.
This is an interesting aroma.
So when we go to Whole Foods, they have local things, which technically still means Bay Area-esque, but they're not really cool beers. So the whole local shelf.
Buy local. And it's Lagunitas. Like,
yeah,
okay.
That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, thanks.
And so you go to the one in Oakland, and the shelf is, it's like Hen House. It was this. It was Bike Dog. You know, there's like all these Russian River.
Ooh, Bike Dog.
All these cool things.
Bike Dog.
Where's the bike
dog? Where's Sacramento. The bike dog?
Sacramento. But.
I know. But I mean, why where isn't is it here? On our
why
table?
Is it here now?
Oh, that. Yeah. That was one of the ones I drank.
Ah, yeah. Okay. Dang. At least one of us had it then.
I'll be looking for that, looking out for that in the Bing Cot drinking segment.
You should remind me of something I got to write in the Bing Cot drinking section. So I saw this can. I was like, I have to pick it up. It says Nelson.
It says Nelson.
It's a very good looking can. So
this is a different
New Zealand Nelson hops with Mosaic and Centennial. So Centennial is probably what's throwing you off. That's a very,
I guess,
dad like, IPA hop.
It seems like I've had Nelson and Centennial before, and it doesn't taste it like this.
That's Nelson. It's very mild.
It's an appropriate amount.
There's something different in
usually
there.
Usually when people pile drive Nelson in beers. Pile drive
it. How much Nelson you want? Pile drive it.
You're being one of those people who are all, it says Nelson. I expect there to be a lot of Nelson.
There'll be Nelson in there.
Better taste like what it says.
Hey, is there Nelson in that?
You're the Nelson police right now.
All of that.
It only tastes like 2 pounds per barrel. I expect 5 pounds per barrel.
Hey, how much Nelson's in this? I don't know, sir. Do you want it?
So I've literally done no research on this brewery, but
I've never heard of them.
But yeah, one day I'll try to find them.
Okay, there's about a dozen beers named Piledriver. None of them. None of them only have a Nelson.
Yeah. Only a dozen.
No Nelson Piledrivers, though.
We need more Piledriver beers. Beers named Piledriver. Only 12. That's not enough.
No, it's not nearly enough.
Piledriver.
If only I had a dollar for every time I've randomly said something that was awesome. I'd have a lot of dollars right now.
I'd have a lot of dollars.
Pattern, huh? Pattern.
Original pattern.
I haven't even heard that name mentioned, I don't think.
Yeah.
No offense. I'm just not that I'm anyone important. I'm just saying, like, so how could I have not heard of a California brewery that packages?
The other beautiful thing about it was, so I was there the 15th through the 17th. Every single IPA on the shelf was at least October 5th or newer. Canned. Wow. Every IPA.
This is a Whole Foods in Oakland?
Yep. Off Telegraph.
Somebody's doing well in there. Haven't we? Because you went there before. Wasn't there somebody that listens to the show that like tends it?
That was the other one in Oakland. Okay. And that was Tim Decker. Okay. From Alt Bra.
That was Tim Decker.
I tried to meet up with him, but we ended up going to 21st Amendment versus Faction, so we barely missed each other.
Ooh.
But
Or he just slyly pretended to barely miss you, but really he was like, get the fuck out of here.
No, he spent about a good 2 hours in Alameda. I think he was headed to Alameda anyways, and he was there for 2 hours, but we couldn't get over there quick enough. Mm. And then it was getting dark, and we knew we just wanted to. They close at like 8 o'clock. So most breweries there are like 8, 9 o'clock. Fieldwork was the latest at 10.
Roll up the sidewalks in Oakland.
So.
This just in, my notebook has two separating right. ribbons.
Ooh, I was noticing that because I was like, I was trying to see if you had ribbons, and then there I saw two things. I was like, yeah. Does he have two ribbons?
I got a dark blue one and a pewter-esque. Wow.
So you have two different things going on. You want a ribbon.
So now I could bookmark my best of the year page.
Oh, wise.
And the reps page.
Oh,
once
okay.
I get it transferred
yeah,
in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, you're going to transfer the reps in?
I might have to.
Let's get some new rep. We haven't had new reps in a while.
New reps.
Get a new rep in there. If you're listening to the show, you know about your town. It's beer scene.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe volunteer to be a rep. PerfectPourPod.com/reps. What's going on in the thing? Oh, yeah. We forgot. Mm-hmm. We got this. Culture. Louis, what do you got for culture? That's
perfect.
Great, Louis. Jeez.
That opening riff always gives me PTSD of my Volkswagen breaking down.
Like, oh, God, I've heard that sound before.
Oh, yeah, going down.
Nick, what do you got, culture?
Russian River is safe.
They are safe for now.
For now. Wood. Yeah. Ooh, pun intended.
Ooh. No.
Wow. Thanks. No,
pun not intended.
Pun not intended. Yeah, so their latest update is they are maintaining distance from the fire at the moment in their Windsor Brewing location.
Windsor. It seemed like the downtown Santa Rosa never did close during the whole thing.
No, they...
It was just the Windsor.
I was surprised how far away they are from Windsor. I mean, not like they're
right
close to us, but
far enough away.
Farther than I realized.
They have different things going on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well, good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And also, it looks like Benj Clark is safe as well.
That's good, too. Also
That's good.
Good.
Also good. Relocation.
Good job, Benj.
They relocated properly.
Hopefully, all the Snoopy... statues in town are safe as well.
Mm.
Just goes to say that you got to drink all the Pliny while you can, just in case there's a disruption.
Yeah, just in case life, you know, stops. Might as well drink Pliny's.
Yeah. Shit, cold transfer them to there. Fresno for safekeeping.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just have smoke. We don't have fire.
Yeah, we just have bad air. Thanks.
Yeah, we only have three fires surrounding us right now.
Wow. L.A. has like five, so they're always got to be better.
There's two down in L.A. There's one in the foothills, and then there's the one in SF.
So. Yeah.
Bay Area.
Yay.
Fire season. Like, let's almost get some rain, guys. Come on.
I was looking at the fire map, and most of them were pretty mild this year, but even though we had all that rain and stuff, it still came back with a vengeance. But I also did read that one of the last things that Governor Jerry Brown did before he left was signed a bill that is going to allow forests to have money and to be able to clear loose brush and kind of help prevent forests. He said that's what one article I was reading kind of stated was that a lot of the forest fires that we see are because there's specifically not supposed to be maintained, so they're overgrown and they just become these big fuel sources.
Mm-hmm. Thanks to a certain organization.
Stupid trees. Damn. Just plow them all down. God dang it.
Yeah,
grass and trees.
And I can tell you're done talking about this article.
Man baby's here.
And I'm done. What else, Nick?
I don't know if you guys have come across this yet. We stumbled upon it recently. It's a Canadian sitcom show called Letterkenny. Yes, no?
Mm-mm. I've heard of Sleater-Kinney.
Yes.
That I've heard of them.
Almost the same thing. Just replace the band with Canadian comedians.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And instead of music, give them YouTube.
Kind
of
like Kids in the Hall?
Yeah. Yeah, sketches.
Okay.
Very low key, humor. It's like, you're like, wait, that was a joke. Oh, yeah, that was a joke. I'm
British style.
Way less grotesque than The Whitest Kids You Know.
Ooh, possibly. I don't know. I don't understand the jokes yet, so I'll get back to you.
Okay.
But they drink a beer called Puppers, and there is a brewery called Stack Brewing that are making this lager for them now. It's called Puppers Lager, officially after the prop beer that they used on the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's their official prop beer.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just cashing in on it.
Cashing in.
I love gold.
Apparently, it's a hit with the kids. Uh oh.
Throw me a Puppers.
I'll watch it. Where is it at? Where can I find it at?
YouTube.
On the YouTube. Oh, is it the. The YouTube Red thing?
No, it's regular YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Well, it started as a YouTube show.
For YouTube?
So you can Google the old episodes and still watch it.
Like some dude with a handheld camera in front of his TV?
Not that bad.
We got to watch pirated YouTube.
Is it backwards?
Pirated YouTube shows on YouTube.
Is it backwards and sped up to 1.5?
Wow. What does that mean?
No, to avoid copyright laws, they reverse image TV shows, and then they might speed up or slow down the vocals a little bit.
Wow. That's a lot of work. Newbie or entering the show.
It's really a program. You just go boop,
boop,
and then you upload it.
Wildworks Brewing, DDH Juicy Bits. It's a hazy double dry hop with Citra, Mosaic, and Eldorado. And it is donated to this show by the Colorado reps, Colin and Janine.
I like everything about it, but that H word.
Oh.
So what if it was an AZ?
Yeah, AZs I like. Give me a nice AZ beer, please.
What if it's an AZ?
Lazy, AZ, crazy?
Mm.
So I want to
Paisley
Colin Crazy IPA.
Give me some information. I'll make sure this isn't one.
Cold transfer.
Oh, this is one of the ones that we had to drink right away.
This is the this one, the silver.
Silver
at JBF.
Ooh. You didn't tell me that this was a medal winning beer before. I love it so much more now.
I would have saved it.
I just got the t-shirt. I'm wearing it right now. Look at that. Silver juicy bits, silver medal winning.
Wait, this is the you, hazy you made that, pale. Right? Wait. I'm trying to read Colin's message.
Paul,
DM'd
where's
me.
Our bumper?
One is a GABF gold for double or silver winner. Correct. He was corrected by Janine. And then the pale is.
He wrote that in his email.
Yes. And then the pale is.
You better write in there that I corrected it. Okay.
The pale is the silver, too.
Where's the pale?
Okay. So this is it. This
Why
is
are we drinking this garbage?
It says hazy India. Oh, okay. Never mind. They're silver, man. It wasn't silver, JBF.
Tastes
Come
like
on.
Silver.
You're tasting silver.
We don't drink seconds around here. We only drink first.
As Foo Fighters once said, concrete and gold.
Wow.
So there's no room for silver.
Wow.
I like it.
That's good. It's a good beer.
I guess I have to say
it's good since GABF says it is.
Those guys are experienced, man.
Them experienced.
You can't go against them.
I want to know, I'm sure somebody said it. What do the GABF judges use for palate cleansing?
Coffee beans.
There is a reason we got these premium saltine crackers. Although you're not supposed to use the salt one, you're supposed to use the unsalted bit. But we're like,
we're experienced. We know how to work around.
Yeah,
the salt.
We can walk around the salt. Yeah. We do use crackers here as palate cleansing because it is one of the recommended things. But I just wonder what the GABF judges do because
just swirl and spit.
Yeah, because after like two or three, you're kind of, and you don't do some sort of cleansing, you're kind of just, it's not, you know.
Do they rotate through?
Not accurate.
Do they do a couple IPAs, then a couple lagers, then a couple?
Yeah, right. Yeah. And then a cup of coffee.
I wonder if they have a setup session, like what beers to drink before other beers.
Yeah. This is a big. We need to freaking open this book up.
Man.
This JBF. Too much behind the doors stuff.
Inside edition.
Mm-hmm. Open up an inquiry on that.
Yeah. Inquiry.
So the show with the beer, with the show beer, the YouTube show. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are other things.
Being we're just off of the Halloween holiday.
Did you guys all have a great Halloween?
Oh, it was beautiful.
Was it fun?
Perfect weather.
Did you spook some people?
Yeah.
Scared.
I was.
That's a good mask. That's just my face.
That's just the way my face looks. I was trying to think of the character's name. I was the guy from Baywatch.
David Hasselhoff?
Yeah.
You're going as David Hasselhoff?
What's a matzo?
45 degree weather.
Do you know what a matzo is?
Matzo?
M-A-T-Z-O.
Matzo ball?
Yeah.
So I just looked it up. Pitchers of spring water, bowls of plain bread, and boxes of matzo act as palate cleansers.
Boxo matzo?
That's what they use.
Okay.
I'll look it up. What's a matzo?
Clean water.
Matzo balls.
Yeah.
Clean water. We use clean water.
Distilled water. Yuck. So Halloween. I'll let you decide if this is a trick or a treat.
Okay. Trick.
Sour pickle beer.
Treat.
Wow.
Treat.
That's a trick to me, dirty bastards. So beer metal show. Has been caught drinking.
Check it out. It's a podcast, Beer Metal Show.
Best made sour pickle beer made in Texas by Texans.
Wow.
I've had a pickle beer
specific.
Before.
Yeah, and he does a review on it.
Only the
show.
Best Texan ones.
Yeah. I guess best made is the brewery. Oh, brewed and canned by Martin House Brewing. There you go. Sour pickle beer. Mm-hmm. Doesn't say if it's dill or sweet pickles.
Oh,
probably dill.
Always dill. Come on.
Always dill.
The sweet pickles don't.
So there you go. That beer exists.
Sour, salt, dill.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I guess. Weird.
It's weird.
Bunch of weirdos.
You guys are weird. Drink it in a garage and record it. Think if people want to listen to that. You guys are weird.
Yeah. What you got?
Me, I don't got nothing.
Perfect.
Matt, what does Matt have?
Oh, you're going to be sad that you threw this segment over to me.
Oh, here we go. Seltzer talk.
Actually, yes. Tanisha Robinson, which was the CEO of the U.S. arm of BrewDog for 2 years, took up a position doing a chief distribution officer. And she was in charge of seeking out the next big trends in beer and beverages to help the company stay ahead of the industry.
Industry.
And so she was like, CBD. Mm-hmm. And BrewDog was like, no. Mm-hmm.
Like, nah.
And so she was like, peace out, guys. And so now she is working for Wonder, is a CBD-infused sparkling water brand that is set to launch in January.
CBD sparkling water.
Yeah. And she's like, I'm just going to combine two trends and put them in one thing.
So 20 milligrams of CBD per 12-ounce can, and it will have, it'll be a mix pack. So there's one called the Breakfast Club. It's blood orange, mint, and ginger flavor with vitamin B12. And ginseng. So it's going to be an energy drink, CBD sparkling water.
Did Sobe get into the sparkling water game?
So you can do it before work.
Lemon, rosemary, and something. But yeah, they're cucumber mint.
They made Four Loko illegal, but this is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Four Loko can't be legal, but we can do this because it's sparkling water.
It has water in the title. It's got to be healthy. I'm just drinking water.
Can you guys guess who else is getting in the seltzer game?
Everybody.
Kellogg's.
Think Blue Label.
Labatt's Blue.
Labatt's Blue. Falstaff's.
Come on.
Falstaff's. It's Falstaff's. Australian for seltzer. Have a seltzer.
Give me a hottie. They call them hotties down there.
Bud Light.
Bud Light.
Bud Light Seltzer.
Great.
Is coming.
I thought that was.
Of course it is. Yeah,
I thought Limerita. That
was
Well, they have Natty Light Hard Seltzer, and then they have Bon and Vib, which are already under their umbrella, but now
not
they're going
to officially
launch the Bud Light Seltzer.
Everyone, all ABM Bev companies got the memo sent that everyone come up with the seltzer.
Yep.
Well, your 10 best seltzer ideas by Friday. Yeah,
they said the Natty Light is the economy brand. The Bon Viv is the luxury brand. So they want something in the middle.
First class. Yeah.
Economy
we're like,
plus.
We're like, man, we need something in business class here.
Yeah.
We need something for the business class people.
So it gives a whole new meaning to piss water.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's fizzy. Fizz water.
And then there was a round of closures.
Boo.
Lompoc Brewing, I guess it's one of Portland's oldest craft breweries, announced it will close next week after 23 years in business.
Damn.
They used to have 5 locations. One closed in 2017, one 2018. And there's the main brewery and a tap room. Those two are closing. And then the third tap room. Or the one remaining, he's going to just turn it into a regular pub. Hmm. But I guess it was the brewer from 96 that took it over in 2000. He was just like, we're a small company. It's a decent time to get out of the game.
That you know, it's not really, seems to be the life expectancy.
Yeah.
Whether you sell out or close, about 25 years is.
So he had already been thinning the herd, but now he's just. Everything's going to be gone except for the one place. It's just going to be a pub. And he's like, there's 75 of the breweries in the area.
Yeah.
might just serve their beer.
Well, still making money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to be coming to Portland too late. I'm going to be in Portland Thanksgiving week, guys.
Yeah, they're closed as of yesterday.
Damn it. They're like, great. Let's get closed before Mikey gets here.
We don't need him dropping the beers.
We don't need him and his dumbass in here. Yeah, he's just going to come in here and go woo-hoo and drop something.
But if you go to the Oaks Bottom Public House, it will be remain as a pub.
Okay, I'll try the Oaks Bottom.
And then... I guess Burnside Brewing closed.
Yeah, know that.
They guess they couldn't make rent payments.
Yeah, you got to do that.
Mm-hmm. One of the things you got to do.
Then where's the other one? Oh, Lagunitas closed their Portland, Oregon-based community room, which supposedly was just a room that nonprofits could rent out the space for free, and there was beer donated.
Wow.
And so I guess they just up and closed it and said they tried to put it off as long as they could, but they had to close it. And
yeah, they don't have enough money to keep keep that going.
And
like, no way.
I guess there's people that have already booked the room throughout the remainder of the year that now have to find a new spot.
Bounce in, see? Why don't you go up the 101 to Windsor?
Windsor.
So that means that we now lost Windmere, Lompoc, the Lagunitas. And I think, was there something else in there?
Portland has about 500 breweries to step in.
So those are all things that have shuttered their doors in the PNW.
So depressing.
Wow. Are we going to do an in memoriam section at the end of the year?
It's always my favorite, morbidly favorite part of the Oscars or any of the big award shows when they do in memoriam. And they do them too fast, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. They're like, blah, 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 blah. It's like I could watch the in memoriam for like 15 minutes. They're just like, everyone's just like, 5 seconds of that guy, 5 seconds of that person, girl, 5 seconds. I don't think that's enough of a rant for this, but
I think the distance of on topic is far enough to consider.
Too far away. That's all yours, Matt.
Yep.
Matty boy. All right. We're enjoying this. I want to hear more about that Nelson Odyssey. I don't know. That was an interesting beer. You guys are kind of like,
there's a wee bit left for you.
I like it. All right. I had 3 other cans of it. What more do you want me to say?
How's it match up with the silver medal winning Weldworks? Much. Juicy Bits.
I preferred this more than the Weldworks. The Weldworks is more of an East Coast style hazy, which is good.
East of the Sierras, hazy.
But that's not me. That's me. I'm pointing to Nelson. Mm-hmm. Now I'm pointing to the Juicy Bits. That's not me. Me? Not me. Right, left, right, left. Me, not me. Understand both of them. They both have their place.
Right.
Once again, to my left is Weldworks. The best beer they've sent us because it's silver medal winning.
Right.
But
we only like medals.
The medals.
I might prefer it less than
the Ooh.
But I do.
Less preferred by 4 out of 5 dentists.
Mm-mm. I met my new dentist. Pretty cool person.
Will you talk about beer and tell me your job?
To hear from you guys, the listeners of the show, you can get on this show, your voice on the show, 2 different ways. You can call us on the Dorktown Network line, 559-492-0542. Leave a message, keep it under 3 minutes, And don't leave more than two. Try to just do it one 3-minute call. But if you gotta have to go for a second one, go for it. And you can also just record something on your smartphone and send that file to us, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. And
the fridge mic,
is on. What's going on in the fridge? Whoa.
Trick or treat.
You guys want some hard kombucha?
Burr.
Hard kombu, bro. Woo! I'm just getting done in these hard kombus. Feeling great. They get my insides all feeling good.
Do we want to go barley wine?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Smoky and the barley wine? Barley wine with
we're going to do it. It's time to do it now before it gets too late, man.
And we can't taste anything.
Taste nothing. Yeah, I like to have all the taste of the barley wine. Oh, Louis trying to help with the fridge.
Oh, Louis. I'm helping.
Some help, bro. Okay.
Well,
hey, your fridge is trying to start, bro.
It's been having problems lately.
Ooh, who got us this Sabro, bro?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Did he say burrito?
Hop Butcher. It's made with Sabro.
Oh.
And Simcoe Hop, double IPA.
Oh, man. Does it not have writing on it?
It's in a plastic bag.
Oh, that might be from Chef.
A decision has been made.
Wow.
And that was Fridge Mike.
I don't know why you didn't bring this one.
Welcome to
Nelson
D.H.
Fridge.
Well,
juicy bits?
Juicy bits.
Why can't
this is what that is. They're all juicy bits.
But this one says Nelson Double Dry Hops.
Nelson.
We should have just gone all Nelson tonight.
That's a lot of planning there.
Full Nelson?
That's like 5 minutes of planning.
Will you Nelson tonight?
Wrestling me reference.
Voice, man.
This is the perfect Halloween beer, right?
Night of the Living
Stout. This is Halloween.
That is perfect.
All right, so that's what we're opening then.
I do not say blah, blah, blah.
I'm interested to see what a Western Pennsylvania stout tastes like.
Blood.
I love gold.
Donation from Pittsburgh Tom.
Pittsburgh Tom.
Oh.
He's real. I've seen it in a Get It.
I saw a picture of a Get It, and he was a real person.
Ooh, beer nerd stats. Oh, original gravity, 16.5. 7% ABV, 100 plus IBU.
Wow, and a lot of people can't taste above
100. Cascade hops, say, original,
but they still do it.
Oh, great, it's Pilsner, hops. Crystal, roasted barley, and black. I'm assuming they just mean like black malt or.
You mean Cascadian
Munich 10 ale?
Cascadian dark Munich malts. 10
Nick's, oh, that beer's going from middle to right.
They're not kidding about the 110 IBU.
Oh.
Cascadian's the new black.
Why does it have that many IBUs?
They put hops in the boil.
How do they do it? How did they do it?
That's a black IPA if I've had one.
You ever had an old Rasputin?
It's more bitter than that.
Hmm.
It's much more.
I would agree.
It's good.
I poured a lot ahead here. I can't get past it right now. I got to wait it out. I'm going to wait it out, guys.
Put your finger in it.
Finger.
Remember when people used to tell you that? Put your finger in it.
It's doing nothing.
That does, except make a mess.
Yeah. Now forgot. My fingers are sticky.
Now you got stout fingers.
I got stout fingers, honey.
I forgot
you're not touching me with that.
This sweater I'm wearing is a little short.
Uh-oh.
I got a cold butt crack going on over here.
Wow. It's getting a little chilly in here. Lots going on here. Let's get into some voicemails. And
oh, you want to get back to the show now?
Is Louie gently blowing on your...
Louie. He's sniffing.
Cold nose. Cold nose.
What you got going on back there?
Ooh. Onions.
Ooh. Whoa, this voicemail just crashed my phone. Let's try this again.
Ooh, it's a hack. You've been hacked.
It keeps doing it. Uh-oh, Scotty B., this is Scotty B voicemail, and I click on the file, and it crashes my phone.
You can't.
Wow.
Can't it keeps doing it.
Double click the home button.
Damn it.
Force close the app.
Oh, well, you want
to. And then start it over.
So, think that'll work, huh?
So you turn it off and turn it on again.
Yeah, basically. Have you tried turning it off and on again?
Have you tried to? Let's see. Nope, didn't work. It crashed it, bro. Wow. Damn it, Scotty.
Do you have an app update? Do you need to update your app?
I updated everything. Actually, I just updated my whole phone last night.
Shit, that's where you went wrong. You shouldn't have updated nothing.
Shouldn't have updated what, was damn, it, bro? No.
Well, there you go. It ain't broke.
Scotty B, I'm sorry. He sent a voicemail from Sterling Avenue.
Flexio.
Or something. Yeah.
Now you got to take it to the mechanic, you know, because we can't put it in reverse.
It won't shift in forward or reverse.
You break, I fix. Have you seen that? I think it's over by Fresno State.
It's not going to work. God damn
you
it.
Break, I fix.
I hate that. Scotty B, you're going to have to recreate that voicemail.
Can you, like, forward it?
No, it won't. It's not doing anything. It just keeps crashing. I could try. But I could try doing that.
Chills. Sorry.
Let's listen.
Kick
on the bug light.
It's doing everything now. It's crashing. Shit.
We got no voice.
We got problems here. Never update your phone, people.
This is Scotty B calling in.
Oh, there he is.
Hey, guys.
I'm not driving.
Guys. I'm not drinking.
We're all making our own Scotty B's now.
Yeah, we can do it. It's only been 7 years. We could figure this out.
Oh, boy. Yeah, let's see if I can. Oh, wait. Hopefully I'll edit this out, but I might. Probably not. Let me see if I can forward to one of you dudes here.
My dudes.
One of my dudes here. Everyone, don't listen to my typing.
Okay.
I know his password.
Is it an email voicemail?
No, this is, I'm going to forward
you're in the
this.
Traditional.
I'm going to forward this. It's an email. I'm going to forward this to Matt, see what happens.
Well, I have access.
We're going to do this right now.
I have access to the emails.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. Okay. Maybe you try it, Nick. But now you're going to have to give me your phone or do that.
Guys,
there we go.
You hear me? Driving!
Scotty B.
So, yes, I saw that the show was recording early last week, and I still didn't leave a voicemail. I was busy. You know, that day I was barbecuing after work. Yes, sometimes I actually barbecue during the week after work. Yep, it happens. So, and I didn't get to bring the beers from Chef to you, but that's happening today. So today is recording day.
Chef.
It's morning time. I have
mystery solved.
The two beers from Chef with me. After work, I'm going to stop by the beer garden and drop them off. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
They look good. I don't know exactly what they are. I just isolated them, kept them separate from the other beers that Chef gave me. But he said, these two need to get to the guys at the show. So I'm making sure I get them to Matt today. It's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Unlike the green cheek incident where I drank both cheeks. I'm ashamed of myself still. I think back
damn
at that.
Scotty me.
But they were so good. Oh, man. Those were really good. But anyway, I'm going to drop those off to Matt. And you guys can have them for the show. They look good, whatever they are. I think at least one of them's juicy, hazy. But I'm not 100% sure what those are. But you'll find out. You can let us all know what they are. I'm sure they're super. I don't really know what else to say other than I'm going to drop those off and hopefully they make it to the show before this week's recording. That's about all I got. It's on my way to work. I hate mornings. I don't like mornings. So I wish I could just like sleep all morning and get up around 10 or so and just, man, what's the rush? I mean, I like, gotta get to work at 7 something or earlier.
We're all suckers.
Quiet. Well, anyway, keep up the great work. Driving!
Scotty B.
So I was in the back office and I received a message and it's all, hey Matt, you have two beers. They're in the fridge. They're from Chef. And I was like, did they mean Chief or did they mean Chef?
Chief.
You mean Chief.
And they meant both. They just didn't know it.
Yes.
Well, we got another one from Brian, it looks like, huh, Nick? Maybe?
How did you know?
I don't know.
Hey, Perfect Pour, Brian, Wazoo Corvette. They got to go sit down at Mox yesterday to have a couple beers. They did one that caught my eye was a peach Saison, and I'm not a huge Saison fan, usually just a little outside my palate range, but this was really quite nice. It was lightly sour, a little bit of that funk, but it had peaches in it too, which gave it a nice fruity background flavor, so I was pretty happy with it. Something I might see myself going back in to have another glass of. Pretty tasty. They had a hazy New England IPA collab with Rare Barrel, which I found kind of interesting. But the other interesting part, they had a hop in there I hadn't heard of before called the Bruce. Also had Citra. I tried it. It had all the elements that you'd want, the hazy IPA, kind of soft mouth feel and cloudiness. But the hop combo, I just wasn't working for my palate. So, I don't know, maybe I'll look out for that hop again. But I know I like Citra, so maybe this the Bruce hop isn't my cup of tea. After that, I got to go over to Ruth's Chris, and sadly, the beer fancy selection there was pretty sad, so I had an Anchor Lager. That was the only non-macro beer available, but nothing on draft. It was all bottles. So, you know, I just had one of those and you know, listened to a little talk and was done there. But, Mikey, on your looking out for last week, you had that Board of Crusties beer collab with Cellar Maker and Slice Beer Company. Slice Beer Company is a brewery that's being opened up in Lincoln, California. So that's up here in Northern California, just north of Roseville, which is a suburb of Sacramento. The head brewer at Slice was the head brewer of Moonraker for a long time. So I'm kind of looking forward to seeing what kind of stuff he kicks out of there. Hopefully they're opening up in the springtime next year. We'll have to see. I'm looking forward to that. Otherwise, chew your beer. I hope everything's safe up there. The air quality's not too awful for you, and your family and everybody's safe. And if you just, even if it's just a short voicemail, let us know you guys are safe. That'd be wonderful. You know, always just let us, any of us, know if you need help with something. Guys, keep up the good work. We'll talk to you soon. Cheers. Bye.
Cheers. Bye. Thank you, Wazoo. Good Sacramento. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. Yeah, if you're not on Twitter, it's hard to see what Chew's up to, especially since Chew's having a 3-week fat. Now it's in the 3 weeks of not leaving a voicemail for the Perfect Pour because he has not been sent any beer. But if you're on Twitter, Chew Your Beer on Twitter. He's very active. You can get him to update you on the fires. Like, cause he's got a house that's right up against.
He's right in the middle of it.
Yeah. Every year he seems to be right in the middle of all the fires. So if you want to get updates on the fires, just follow Chew Your Beer on Twitter and you'll find out all the things you need to know. And we continue on with voicemails if we've got some traditional ones. Someone that called the voicemail line. If it's for the Perfect Pour, could be for other shows.
Now like
we just got a text and it's the gang, the fantasy football gang texting.
That's not over yet?
Nope.
Like 2 more weeks.
I can't even tell who's who. It's a group text of the fantasy football league that's of all Perfect Pour listeners, but it's all numbers, so I can't tell who's talking. So otherwise, I would even say it like just one.
Pick your favorite. Chew's
on the cusp of back to back W's. Hit me. I'm open for 2-1-3. If it makes the sorry, yo. It's just a bunch of fantasy football talk.
Oh, okay.
You don't really.
There's no good one-liners in there.
I got an email.
Guys,
Oh, wait, we just did that. Sorry.
Wow. Got to be called hey, again.
Well, now you can listen to that in your leisure.
Okay. You know what? I'm bored. I'm going to listen to that Scotty D voicemail again.
A voicemail to listen to.
Oh, light voicemail week, this guy.
That's a good song.
She was getting to people. But she didn't leave a in a while.
That was really it?
That was it.
Wow.
That's scary.
Years in, and things just fall apart.
Wheels are coming off.
Yeah, the wraps aren't opening. The voicemails aren't coming in.
Doesn't want to call in, then it just goes into the shitter.
Because
Chew Your Beer has that ability to, he has some sort of back channel that he gets, unionizes the Perfect Pour listeners. He started some sort of union on us.
Wow.
Now the Perfect Pour listeners all in the voicemailers are in some sort of union now.
Yeah. And they're striking.
Yeah. And we're under a union voicemail strike right now. See, this is it's a slippery slope about this whole thing about Chew's like, hey, I heard this other guy got beer. Where's my beer? I've done a lot for the show. And then it's like, then we're like, okay, here's some beer, Chew. And then somebody else can be like Big Dog XL, he's given us tons, like, I could name off tons of people. He gives us lots of beer and we don't give him any beer in return. There's a lot of people, Chew, you're not the only one. And you deserve beer as much as anybody does, but others, I can say that about a lot of people
we
too.
We only provide your ears with entertainment.
So it's a slippery slope. Yep. Yeah, I know some people once in a while will get sent a beer from one of us. And
it's a lottery, man.
It's just, yes, it's a lottery system. And we can't explain it. And that's all we can say is, If you're not okay with never getting beer back from us, then don't send us beer. That's all I can say.
Mm-hmm.
Not that. Otherwise, thank you very much for all the beer and all the support. And we love Chew, and we hope this fast ends soon so we can hear from Chew again. We need to hear from our buddy Chew. And listeners are now starting to get a little long in the tooth. Now listeners are starting to contact me on social media, like, I need to hear some Chew.
Wow.
People, it's starting to work, Chew. People are like starting to clamor. And we need to sign some sort of negotiation contract with Chew Your Beer and get him back to work.
Back to work. Cross the line.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody, that's the thing. I think the Florida crew's not crossing the picket line right now.
Ooh.
The voicemail picket line. I think that's what's going on. Now I'm just having all kinds of technical issues this week. And now the...
Sorry, I don't have any royalty-free music on my phone.
We're just trying to get by the best we can in life here. Holy ass.
There's a new one.
Imagine the looking out for music right now, because fucking shit. What the hell is it doing?
What are you looking for?
Looking out for.
Those are the right keys.
These are the royalty-free keys.
Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers.
Oh, Matt's got something better.
Come on, load.
Oh, sure. You looked at me like you were ready.
Looking out for beers.
Have more royalty-free music.
How about royalty-free music show? We just play the best of royalty-free music. That's right. A podcast. Sure. There you go. Oh, AKA looking out for.
Hold on. It's loading.
I love gold.
I love gold.
Yeah. Top pour.
This
That's
is
right.
the 327th episode.
And we don't got shit together, if you're wondering.
We have no backups in place.
Nope. Oh, Mikey's Wi-Fi would love.
I think maybe something's going on with my Wi-Fi right now that I can't see.
Louie, get off the router.
Louie, stop playing Fortnite. You're taking all the fucking juice.
Bandwidth hog.
All right, new beer entering the show.
Next on Royalty Free Music. Oh, mine's not
lit. Try getting off the Wi-Fi. Ignoring the Wi-Fi and see if it'll work.
What's this one?
Oh, it's freaking spooky. Nelson. From the Brewers. Weld Works Brewing comes.
Is that what you're looking for?
No. It's not okay, what I'm looking for.
Is it this one? I think it might be this one.
No, it is not.
Okay.
It is Cold Chancer.
Oh, then you're looking for this one. It's still not loading. All the others loaded. First shot.
Yep. Yep. Welcome to my hell.
Wait.
No other podcaster has to deal with this shit. Everyone else's stuff just seems to work great.
Nobody.
Well, this new beer here, Weldworks, Nelson DDH Juicy Bits, Silver Meddling. Ooh, that's some good aroma.
Mm-hmm.
That better be royalty free. We're going to get kicked off of Spotify. There we go.
No, that's later.
No, wait. Can we just I don't know where out? I'm at. I'm lost. I'm lost in the podcast woods now. What a great time. What a great time to be alive. You guys are focused on what you're doing. This is a really good...
Keith Isms. Oh, I miss that guy. Okay. This just load. Everything else loaded.
Nope, not gonna.
I don't know why this didn't. Come on,
because it's funny. The podcast gods hate me.
The funny thing is, we could edit all this out, and so then it just plays, and nobody knows the 5 minutes we spent in hell.
Golden gods would. Yeah. This is just
welcome, my crib. Thanks for joining us today. I don't know if you guys saw my Lamborghini out front, but...
It's rented.
Crashed the Jaguar last night, so... Had to get the Lambo rental. You might notice my house has two front doors.
That's right. That's the coolest feature ever. All right.
This beer, guys, holy shit.
Yeah? Is this knocking your socks off?
I haven't even tried it.
Dude, get in there.
I could smell it. I didn't even taste it. Is that enough Nelson for you?
Yes. That's the right amount of Nelson.
Did they pile drive all the Nelson in this
DDH
one?
Juicy Bits.
Uh-oh, I got an airdrop.
What did you just get?
Uh-oh.
See if you can play it.
Hopefully not.
We really want this... Look at how more music to play.
Wow.
All right, guys. Now we're cooking with gas.
It's the scene where Doc is like putting the two cords together and it's caught into the tree branch. And it's just,
here comes Marty. Here comes Marty with the car.
I don't know where your airdrop went, but it disappeared. So
Matt,
it's good thing
are
you
looking
out
for anything?
Yes.
And Matt's broken too. Somebody turn him off and turn the modem back on again.
Everyone, turn. Okay, unplug your modem. Let it sit for 15 seconds at least.
Please check your mats. The mats are down right now.
Everyone, unplug your podcast app and load it back. See if the show's any better.
Gosh, the other day our point of sale went down.
Uh-oh.
And so across
Did you get that big metal credit card machine that you went to?
I remember having that happen in Target. They're like, we have to pull out the slider. Yeah. They literally carbon copied.
Pull out the slider!
Well, I mean, I remember that back in the day.
Mm-hmm. My new debit card has no raised characters to imprint anymore. Oh, you can't do that.
Yeah, that's true. Some of those don't.
So when you go to Cobb's Hardware, you're going to have trouble.
Sorry, sir. It's not reading.
Yeah, wow. Bring cash in there, bro.
Cobb's. But so anyways, at work, our point of sale went down and we looked it up. There was like an open forum because there was 155 people that immediately reported this issue. Square support for iPads was down in the entire United States.
Ooh, shit.
And so it was
every brewery.
They're just getting hacked. It's no big deal.
So it was myself plus another guy. We were running transactions off our cell phones with three other people taking orders. Oh. And that was a nightmare for about 2 hours.
Dear God.
Just search because the phone doesn't have icons. You have to search. So it's like, I'll take a pint of Golden Ale. I'm like, 99 Golden, select, add, and then swipe in a car. Ugh, it was a disaster.
Surprised you didn't kick everyone out.
But a lot of things.
I worked night crew at Vaughn's and... And
systems down. We had
a new manager, and he had barely learned checking as it was.
Oh man!
And something went down in the register. He just kicked everybody out of the store. He was pissed. He was just like, it wasn't even like a nice way. It was just like, everyone get the fuck out of here.
What? I'm not gonna try and remember the code for bananas right now.
Everyone got kicked out of the Vons in Lakewood that day.
Oh damn!
Shit's broke.
I ain't fixing it.
Nope.
Other Half Brewing Company, New York, they have teamed up with Silicon Valley's, the TV show, Silicon Valley.
Oh, hey, there you go.
And they made an Imperial IPA called Not Hot Dog. And I want it.
Oh, wow.
I want it.
They're kind of late on that, but all right.
Well, the show just
like
premiered.
That episode was like 3 years ago, bro. Not that it wasn't great.
All right, we'll just tell them to destroy it.
Like, destroy it.
Dump it all.
Dump it all. But they were the first episode of this season. They were drinking a lot of beer. And it looked like, I couldn't tell if it was like Nick was talking about earlier, like, you know, just labels made for the show.
Yeah.
Like, it looked like one of them was like a North Coast. Look like somebody was having a North Coast, and somebody might have been having a
Guilfoyle, his character name in there. He is famously known for drinking Old Rasputin.
Yeah.
Nice.
Our buddy's Drake's gets in there a lot, but I didn't see any Drake's for this episode.
They have a lot of signage, and same thing with Ballast Point. There's a lot of signage, but Old Rasputin is what, if I see
but
a bottle.
Beer is always... prevalent in the show. Like, it's not, you know,
not like Portlandia.
Yeah. It's like, not
it's
like
not
Portlandia.
Puppers.
Portlandia.
Not like Puppers.
Portlandia were the biggest beer cities in the world and beer was barely ever mentioned in the whole series.
And they were sponsored by Dos Equis.
Yeah. Oh, the irony.
Season 7 sponsored by Dos Equis. Yeah,
great.
Sponsored by the most un-Portland beer ever.
And then the Firestone released, the name is deceiving.
Ah.
It's their Merlin pack.
But no Merlins.
But no Merlins. It is a Luponic 14, that's Easy Jack, trick. And Union Jack. And then they brought back Double Jack.
Double Jack.
Ooh, you can get a Double Jack
nice clear double IPA.
And so that's the new mix pack. So they don't stick you with a lager this time.
Does it have the... Does it have the Session, the Brewing Network's Session beer
no,
in there?
No.
No incidental 805.
I just went over these.
I know.
Jack. Easy Jack.
Just trying to, I'm just Lupin trying to help 14. Out the session. Session's like, you know, nobody's talking about the session anymore. I'm just trying to help them out.
I didn't get to try that one. I think I saw it.
It's still, I think it's still at the St. Well, Martin Milburn.
The thing that got me was that was one of the ones where I'm
you
like,
buy Firestone.
I don't like bottles if I could avoid them.
What?
Yeah, I agree.
And so
if you can avoid them,
that's when I saw it, it was like they had the cashmere pale. I was at the market actually. They had the cashmere pale mix pack in cans, but they only had the session one in bottles. And I was like, well, I'm going to hang out and see if they, a can pack shows up somewhere. And then I lost track of it.
What was I doing?
Then something happened. Then you're over in the salsa section. And you was like, I have no idea.
Oh no. I
meant, where's your olive bar?
Hey, Whole Foods has an olive bar. Where's your olive bar?
Where's your olive bar?
It's called the aisle six, sir.
It's a shelf. Yeah. You can hang out there.
You can hang out there, everyone. Hey, I'm in the olive bar. Yes, it's jarred olives.
On a shelf.
A shelf. Yeah, nice olive bar. Ooh, I'm going to mix and match.
Sir, you can't sample those.
Ooh.
You can't randomly open jars and take an olive out.
It's an olive bar.
I wonder if you use the same pickling juice from Sweet Pickles and put olives in there. I wonder how those would taste.
Try it.
And then make a beer out of
Sounds
it.
Sounds like a fun Monday night.
Okay.
Honey, I'm going to do some mixing on my olives and stuff.
Mikey's Monday night pro tips.
Yep.
What are we starting here?
Yeah, bump up your Monday nights by mixing your pickling
With
things.
You being a fan of pickled things, I'm surprised you don't make your own pickled things.
Yeah, there's a lot of things I don't do.
Hopefully changing your underwear is something on the list of you do.
Once, well, so yeah. Necessary. You're right, though. I have thought of that. But then I was like, oh, that takes time. And
people do it. And put it in jars for me.
Yeah, I'll pay like a little bit and do it myself. There's like a guy on TikTok who's like I don't know if he's a chef, but he like.
Oh, so you have a TikTok?
Yes, I do. Oh,
crap.
Mikey Tupper. Oh, great. And he'll like do like
needs more Nelson.
He'll do. Oh wait.
Oh.
Before that goes away, I was like a little fresh.
Freshen up. Top it off. Top off the old tank.
But he'll do like these 60-second like how to cook this, and he did like a hot chocolate mix. Like, don't get the mix, make it yourself. Like as if it's easier,
right?
And it's like it was like a whole freaking like half an hour of making your own hot chocolate, and it still looked like the mix. I was like, dude, no, just buy the mix, asshole.
With $90 of tools, you can make your own.
He's like, all you gotta do is take this and this and this and this and this. I was like, you lost me at the second thing. All I gotta do is take the package out and put it in a cup.
Yeah.
But okay.
Yeah. I made it and I'm drinking it and finished it before you got to the end of it.
Yeah, before you were done explaining. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just really just ditching this show this week. Sorry. What were we talking about?
Oh, don't worry. Matt sent you on that tangent. Yeah. Don't feel too bad.
Just let me know when you're back.
Good. Matt did that. I just let him.
Even the tangent gave up.
Yep. He was like, this is all I could give.
Yeah. What do you want now?
Matt, was there more? Sorry.
Oh, Celebration. It's in town. I want it.
I heard about it.
Yeah.
Even
Sprouts.
Fresno Breakfast House. They ran out of, what is it? The watermelon one from Hell or High Watermelon from 21st Amendment.
From the 21st Amendment.
So it means they had a handle free up.
Ooh,
and
open spot.
And
you
so
guys have been down in that watermelon trying to get that.
So I was we were at the far side away from the taps, and she's like, oh, do you want a beer? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, oh, well, we just got this a vanilla milkshake IPA on draft. And I was like, and she looks at me, she's like, or we still have Oktoberfest from Sierra Nevada. And it's like, that one.
That'll do.
Oh, is this for me?
Ooh.
Or is it for the show?
Whichever you want. They're not that valuable. You can get them
everywhere. But this was looking out for.
Yes. Well, there you go. Looking at instant looking out for.
I'm one of those guys. Once
Sierra
you get
Nevada, Celebration Ale.
Once you get what you want, I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah. You open it up.
Here you go,
use your ring opener. Here you go, do you
Louie.
Still have your ring opener?
Yeah.
Matt has a ring that is a bottle opener. There you go. It's
the, probably the third time I've used it this year.
Wow.
Because I drink cans.
I know. Oh, yeah. So all the tool companies
are releasing
cool bottle openers. Oh. So like Craftsman has a screwdriver handle bottle opener.
You're like, it's too late.
I can't use it.
There's not enough bottles anymore.
I have my park tool one. It's collecting dust.
Oh, man. That's such a great opener.
Mm-hmm.
That is literally the best bottle opener.
And it doesn't really dent the caps.
Exactly.
My favorite is that Tioga one with the green.
Oh, the rubberized green handle.
The rubberized handle. That's my favorite.
Is a good one.
You're lucky on that one. A lot of the rubber had peeled off on a lot of those things. So
I might have
That's because he never uses
I might have to put that in retirement. I use it every week.
Oh, okay. Sure.
He's the one guy that still buys bottles.
Yeah. I know. Channel Lock Pliers makes a bottle opener.
It's just Klein Channel Lock Pliers.
Yeah, it's just pliers.
Yeah.
We make a bottle opener. It's called pliers.
We have the whole top for 100 years.
Klein Tools has an opener. That's a way to waste money right there.
Yeah.
That's probably a $40 bottle opener.
Mm. Yeah. $7.95.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the cheapest thing they make.
They probably don't make it.
When Orchard was going out of business, that was the first section that was gone, was the Klein Tools, and I was like, fuck that.
I miss Orchard.
I do. I know, me too.
True Value. If you miss Orchard, find yourself a True Value.
Yeah, it's the closest. The one here in Bullard and West, or Bullard and Marks.
Oh, no, that's Ace Hardware.
Oh, that's Ace. I'm sorry.
Ace is the overly helpful hardware store.
Boy.
Yes.
Can I help you?
Everybody, there's three people always working there. And all three people will ask you if you need help. At least once, minimum once. You're lucky if they only ask once.
Yeah.
There was one time where I was just like, it was like something like, I was like, oh, where's your electrical plugs? And they're like, oh, middle aisle all the way in the back. And I made it like sixth or seventh step. And they radio and it's all guy walking to electrical in the back.
Yes,
and I was like,
do that.
I'm all, everybody, there's nobody else in here.
It's quiet as hell in this store. It's a small Ace Hardware. And like, so the front person will ask you if you need any help. And you'll say, and then they'll radio to the guy in the middle of the store, which everybody can hear.
Who's coming to the radio?
Yep, it's me, the guy that you just radioed. Here I am. It's the most unnecessary thing ever done in retail, ever.
Place for hardware.
He was looking for swamp cooler filters.
What did it used to be? Do you remember?
I do.
Because that used to be a grocery store. I don't remember what grocery store that was.
Oh, well, not in that part.
I thought it was the library and the Ace. I thought those were part of the store.
Yeah. Was it a Foodland? No, it wasn't a Foodland.
Ooh, Foodland. I forgot about that.
I don't remember anymore now.
Mm.
Wow. I feel bad. Mm. Are we done with you looking out first, Matt?
Yeah.
Hey. Oh, with the show.
Long done with that.
Sometimes, if you're wondering what the tailgate's like, you just experienced it.
Hardware stories.
If you're like, I don't know if I want to do the whole Patreon thing, and I don't know if I want to hear the tailgate, you just heard that.
Find yourself a True Value. There's one by my work now, and that's what I go to. It's off of Church and like Golden Take State.
Take me to church.
It's out there.
There is one in the back.
It's like Malaga.
Of a, what is it, a boat store? Art gallery? I don't know. Someone on Blackstone and Shaw.
You're perplexing me.
There's
bro.
A true value there.
It's the building north of the old George Brown's Fitness Club. I can't remember what's in the front half of it, but in the back is a True Value hardware store. It's like a sneak attack.
Oh, okay. Well, all right, yeah.
And Fresno Ag used to be True Value, but now they are Ace affiliates. Mm-hmm. So they are overly helpful too.
It's just an Ace thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All you look out for, Matt's?
Mets. Yeah, we're
Mets.
I don't know, man.
If you keep mentioning me, I'm going to keep tangenting.
Matt,
so if
Matt,
you just
Matt, Nick, are you looking out for anything? How's that celebration ale treating you?
We'll let you know right now.
All right.
Ooh.
Does it taste like last year?
Well, the water in this year's crop was a little more. The pH was lower.
To me, it tastes like an amber. Like
so,
an amber ale, yeah, amber lager. I agree with that. To me, it tastes like a red.
Looks more red than I've noticed in the past. I don't know if they're trying to get a Christmas color going with it or if it's an accident.
I'm going to save one bottle and see, because we were talking about last week how, like, if they make different batches or if they just make a whole big ass batch.
Oh, yeah.
So this one is a package on 10/02/2019.
Fresh.
And some fresh stuff right there. So, and then it has a 1917 at the end of it. I don't know what that means. That is a batch number, Matt, you think? Secrets. Is there any way to tell a batch from the markings?
That might be. I don't know.
It says 1917 at the end of the date. So
that could indicate a crew, a machine, a batch.
All right. Well, we're just going to keep an eye on that.
The last four digits of your social security number.
Ooh, whoa.
Oh, how'd that get there? Oh, hey. I am looking out for Cocosaurus Rex.
Whoa.
Oh, I like that.
It's an Imperial Vanilla Coconut Stout made by Pure Project.
Ooh.
San Diego's.
Weighing in at 12.5%.
Is it hazy? You think he's looking out for a hazy?
So, yes.
It is very, you cannot see through it.
I haze my stouts.
Mm-hmm. All right. Somebody in the San Diego area. Yeah. Maybe they can get a hold of that. Save it for you.
Maybe.
That's it?
San Diegans. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I drink at home. 112.5% is all you need.
That's it. It's all you need. This week's one from Humble Sea. I just love.
They're just going to be in the rotation from here on.
Pretty much. They make great beer, and their can art is spot on as well. So they get me without knowing they get me. Socks and Sandals, Foggy IPA. It's got an animation of a guy with a guy with socks and sandals on with socks. And it's got Citra, Simcoe, Centennial, and Chinook. All the good ones. And then that, believe it or not, that Carl Strauss, with the Bird Rock Roasters.
Oh, yeah.
The Golden Stout.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking out for that.
Really?
I want to try it. I like Golden Stouts.
Okay.
I'll say it.
All right.
Say it right now. All right. It's got Ethiopian coffee.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Do you like the Ethiopian stouts?
Yeah, good Ethiopian single origin. That's nice.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, man, that's a good flavor.
Oh, man, I'm Ethiopian coffee.
When's the coffee start?
They know how to do the coffee down there.
Valparaiso's got a good Ethiopia single origin.
Oh.
If you're looking for good coffee.
Local. Matt is on Untappd, and it's Bearded Brewer 87. If you'd like to friend him on Untappd, you can follow what he's been drinking. And like what? What the hell did you do this week?
I already mentioned the Oktoberfest. Some other things that stood out that were outside of the reg was Black Hoodie from Faction, which is their Schwarz beer. Fantastic.
Schwarz is as big as mine.
Fantastic beer. And then Clear of a Dank Planet, which was a double IPA crowler that I brought back from the field work.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of repeats this week, just some normal Fulton Streets and Sierra Nevadas and Sherman's and that kind of the stuffs. Mm-hmm. But, and a Simcoe situation from Hop.
Simcoe situation.
Hop Concept. Yes. Really good beer. Recommend.
Ooh, okay. I got it in my fridge. I haven't tried it. It's been sitting there.
You'll love it.
You'll love it. Because yeah. I like the market that you can get some singles.
Try it. You'll like it.
I do a mix of like looking for the best value mixed with beers I haven't had.
Mm-hmm.
And with alcohol content factored in. Those are my judging of the singles.
Wow. Very judgy.
Yeah, I'm very judgy.
Yeah.
Nick?
What are we doing?
Did you Ben caught the drinkings?
Mm-hmm.
The Nick 80 on Untappd. Still waiting for his first DM.
Oh no, I got my first.
Oh.
Waiting for my second.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't so much what I was drinking, it was where I was drinking.
Mm. Donde?
Do tell.
Yeah. Oh, I sent you guys a picture and got no response.
You did?
Probably because it was like 10 o'clock at night. You're like, what the fuck? So there's a new place in River Park called The Hangar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you were the one that sent that.
Which is a restaurant. I don't know if it's local or not. But
I don't think
it's themed after soaring over California from California Adventure.
Gotcha.
And they did a pretty good job. They even got little nuances, like they have, you know, ordering protocol.
Mm-hmm.
So when your order is ready, they say your order has arrived.
Oh.
And you can hear the disdain in the employee's voice. They're like, your order's we have arrived. To say it this way.
So when you have to go to the bathroom, do you have to say, I have to go make a departure?
That's right. I'll be airdropping a package to you shortly.
Oh. My overhead compartment's a little bit full, if you know what I mean.
Whoa. Oh, boy.
got some turbulence going on.
Oh, wow. Wow, Matt's taking this to the next level.
So they have what so they got? They got beer
they
there.
Got some Sherm on tap.
Got Sherm.
Big old General Sherman.
Ooh. Sherms. That's good.
That is very tasty.
That means I can go in there.
Yes.
It means it's fine to beer. Go in.
They got good atmosphere.
You're
they
like,
got-
I'm industry. Yeah. What happens when you go? We're used to, you know, your industry and you go to a brewery and you're taken care of a little differently from the regular people.
Yeah.
Do you go into a restaurant with that and go like, hey, I'm industry, bro. Like, take me in the back. Like, give me some beer back here, some food.
Samples.
Yeah, come on. Industry.
Sample the
tops.
Does
the restaurant industry work the same way? Like, yeah, let me take me back. Yeah, give me some tots, free tots back here.
Where's your tot samplers?
I own a Wingstop over in Chowchilla. So, you know, industry, bro.
Throw your Wingstop business card on the table.
Yeah, I'm like industry.
Let me
back there.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing.
So you had the Sherm.
Mm-hmm. I would recommend the loaded fries.
Loaded fries. What they got on there?
They're crinkle cut fries, which is
okay.
Not typical.
Yeah, you don't see that too much anymore.
No.
Not these days.
Not these days. Everybody's about the steak fries. Mm-hmm. These are the crinkle fries.
The Foster Free still has the crinkle.
They do. Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Very good observation, Mike.
Thank you.
Which should be the great. Only place that has them, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Oh, and a triangle.
Triangle.
Okay, triangle. Yeah. So they have the and what's on them?
So we got bacon bits, nacho cheese sauce. Oh. They went for the liquid cheese. Huh.
Okay.
Sour cream, onions,
right?
Green onions, which I think you're out on that one.
I'm fine with those. Right. I'm fine.
And
I don't need them, but I
love sour cream and onions.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty much baked potato toppings on French fries.
Yeah. All right. It's a baked potato, but with French fries.
But with French fries.
Right.
Yeah. And some and they got giant screens.
Sports ball?
Was it the Foxes game was on the other night?
Yeah. The final Foxes game?
So that was on the screens while we were there.
Dun, dun, dun.
So you must have been there on Saturday.
Thursday.
Well, it was another Foxes game. The final regular season game, and then they lost in the playoffs. No more. And Fresno no longer has a soccer team.
Yeah, now they're going to be the Monterey Foxes.
So I jinxed them. Oh, so I feel bad for them.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Like Monterey's going to come out for that.
Sand City's right next door. There's got to be somebody.
Somebody will come out. Well, that's all
That was all that was different. Like I said, I had Booming Rollers, Pliny. Narwhal. I did not drink my Nelson that I bought at the market. That's still in the fridge.
Wow.
Dude. Bird,
get on that, dude.
TikTok.
Yeah.
I just bought
it.
You
don't have much time with it. It's been in
there. It's over?
Okay. It's over.
I'm afraid. When's that one going to... That one's going to run out soon.
This weekend. Better do it.
Yeah.
I mean, if we had more of this Weldworks Nelson Juicy Bits, I'd be okay.
You'd have a straw in it right now.
That's a good beer. Good job. That might be the best one that Colin and Janina sent us.
Wow.
It's a nice
not beer. Like that peach fiasco they sent us.
Ooh. Ooh. See? Don't send us beer.
Yeah, we just crap all over it.
We don't send anything back and we shit on everything.
Yeah. This is crap. Send us beer.
Jerks.
It's a jerks.
Just kidding.
The Nick 80.
Mm-hmm. Once in a while, I use it. I do more toasting on Untappd than I do checking in.
I like the toast. I like the lurk.
I'm like, hey, that looks good. Hey, that looks good. Hey, that looks good.
That guy's having a great time.
Oh, what did I do this week? And Phantom Bride.
Ooh.
There's a new batch of Phantom Bride.
Wow.
IPA from the Deftones beer from Belching Beaver.
Yeah.
And I've been enjoying that all week. That Mother Earth that we had earlier, the fresh as it gets. And I had a Cockamamie IPA from Faction.
Wow.
That's a good
beer. Never heard of that one.
Yeah, it's kind of a new one.
Mm-hmm. Can, bottle?
A can. Cockamamie, we have a local hip-hop rapper, Cockamamie Jamie.
Uh-huh.
And it made me think of that because it's Cockamamie IPA. And there was, I had an issue.
Oh.
I have an issue now.
All right.
That my neighborhood Mexican restaurant, Casa Corona, has a good bar, classic bar. It's like the inside, you know, it used to be in El Toro Tambien when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And a great place. They haven't changed. The inside hasn't changed since I was a kid. And they got a hopping little bar in there. As far as the neighborhood goes, it's one of the better little bars to go to.
Yeah.
And I've always had been able to get something craft wise. Something at times I want to say they've had Sherman. But I know they've had a, you know, Sierra Pale, and then they'll have like a Firestone. Well, now I'm off the Firestone. I haven't bought Firestone since the Firestone flap happened. The famous Firestone flap.
Uh-huh.
And so I went in there to get some takeout, and I called it in, and then when I got there, the girl had forgotten to put the order in.
Oh,
so
shit.
She basically had this, start the order again from scratch when I was there. So I was like, okay, that's fine. The bar was like, it was hopping, but not so busy. I couldn't get to the bar.
That's rare because usually you can't get in there.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, that's cool. I'll have a beer.
Hey.
Like, I have a legitimate excuse to sit and have a beer.
You like beer, huh?
Yeah. And so I go in there, and I'm like, the only craftish beer is the Luponic from Firestone.
Great.
And so, like, and this other guy had come up at this sort of the same time, and I guess he thought I was going to take a stool. There were several stools. It wasn't like it was like a mad race for stools. And he like kind of like rushed me out of the way tried to get in the stool. And all I was doing was trying to get and look in the fridge because they do have bottles back there.
Yeah.
And I was just trying. And he's like kind of rushes me out. I'm like, dude, I'm just trying to look. And like, so he to the point where I couldn't see the bottles anymore. So I like had to like kind of like brush up against them so I could see what they had in the fridge. And the guy was like, looking at me weird. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to
see. Just need to see the bottles.
And so the bartender thought we were together. And he's like, oh, guys, how you guys doing?
Oh,
what?
Shit.
And he puts out the coasters for us. And he's like, what can I get you guys?
Wow.
And I'm like, I'm not with this fucking guy. But but then at the same time, I'm noticing the only thing they have is the Luponic. And I'm like, nope. Not. And I was like, no, I'm good. He's like, oh, okay. And I just walked away.
Wow.
And I just went back into the waiting room without a beer.
Oh, man.
That's the indie beer lifestyle.
You got all the free time and no beer.
Yep. It sucks sometimes. Sometimes you just want to have a beer, but, you know, you get morals that are stupid sometimes. And they hurt.
Ah, yes. Where's Rad Stacy when you need
him? Everybody.
Then Rad Stacy takes you down to, like, well, where do you buy your clothes at? Where do you buy your groceries at? I'm just focusing on beer, Rad Stacy.
Yeah, just beer. Nothing else exists in the world.
I can't focus on everything, okay? Where are we at in the show? I don't know. You have some cheers.
Cheers out to Louie. He's been calm the whole show.
Been a calm show calm today.
It's too cold to give a shit.
Yep, it's cold. It's the cold that's got to him.
So my butt's cold.
You're like, same, Louie. Same.
Same. I get you.
Your jacket's too short, too? Yeah, I hear you, bro.
Cold cheeks. That's the theme of the night.
Cold cheeks. That's the title of the episode.
Coach.
People are like, what the hell? What the hell is this show about?
Cold cheeks and it needs more Nelson.
I'll drive Nelson. That Nelson in there for me.
I'll drive it Nelson's, brother.
Oh. That juicy bit's so good.
Oh, my God. It's so good. I don't know what I even have in front of me anymore. I really don't.
Will you have some of the... There's Pennsylvania style.
I have three different glasses, all with appropriate amount of beer, and I don't know which ones are.
Well, we know which one would be the stout.
The stout one's the only one I know.
Looks
know the
like
stout.
Celebration in the Tioga glass.
Oh, I think you're right. And then this, I think this is the juicy bits.
Bits and bits and bits.
This is the Nelson. All right, I got to figure it out.
A little
now,
bit
guys.
More.
I'm good, man. Don't. Yeah, get it to Nick.
What?
Get that bottom pour.
I get bottom pour?
Man. Oh, it smells so good.
You Nelson fiends are hard to get around.
Nick, do you have some cheers?
Cheers to Benj Clark. I'm glad he's safe.
Yeah,
glad you're safe, bro.
At the moment?
Yeah. I know. We have to, everything's at the moment right now.
Yeah.
Anybody that lives outside of a city, inner city in California is
Scorpions, bro.
Has to look, keep their head on a swivel.
Take me to the magic of the morning light. Donde Está Los Pantalones. Cheers to the untappers who show me what they're drinking. Ants. Vern Vournut. Chew Your Beer. The Fontana Gym. Dawn and Angel Adams. Scotty 91.
Oh. East Coast Scotty.
And I saw Reggie 559 was on Untapped earlier too.
Look at him. He's on there tonight. Cheers.
Yeah, you want to see what Reggie's drinking?
Yeah, what did Reggie have?
Let's go to Reggie.
What were his winds of change?
What is changing his wind?
I'll change your wind, all right.
Do you see the microphones in the air? Are you listening to the Perfect Board right now?
Reggie is also drinking the Phantom Bright IPA from
Phantom Bright IPA.
Did you guys coordinate that?
Yeah.
They're both at the Valero shopping for beer. Do you see my change?
Do you see the change? Do you see that? Do you see that? See the microphones in the air? This is a live show.
Why does the audience have microphones?
Cylindarina!
Did they play the Cylindarina?
Oh, yeah!
Were you there?
The Scorpions! Yeah, the Cylindarina! The Fresno! We took the 99 south down to the Fresno.
I like it. Everybody's trying to hate this part, but they're just like, that song is such a banger. They just can't get over it.
It's a banger.
Yep. A lot of people talking Scorpions. That's a banger.
This is a banger.
Well, now we're kicked off Spotify. Just kicked us off right there.
Great. 10 less listeners.
Big cheers to our golden gods. The perfect poor golden gods. Patreon.com/perfectpoor if you want to know what that's all about.
Not trying to call anybody out, but we're still sitting solid. No downs.
Not in the past couple months.
Good.
But we haven't had any ups either. We've just been sitting there.
Hey, I'm still appreciative of everybody. I'm not saying that who we have is good.
Oh, yeah. They're great.
If there wants to be more, that's good too.
Right.
But who we have is good.
Super. They are. They're awesome.
Let's be diplomatic.
They get the little bit of bonus show every week for being a golden god, and then they just get their hearts warmed and filled because they're like, I'm donating to a great cause. Three dudes doing a podcast in a garage.
And they might get their perfect poor t-shirts before Christmas.
Wow.
Of 2023.
Of 2028. They might get a link to buy a t-shirt by 2028.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we'll get a 10% discount for Golden Guts. Oh, there's a calendar.
The calendar is ready for purchase.
Ready for purchase. So we just got to put the link out there.
I guess we could.
It was on the forum.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, is this supposed to be private? Because it's like listed as like Golden God only.
She offered it to the forum first.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure we can get in contact with her to find out if it's available.
So, yeah. So look out for that. You'll be able to order your own calendar. Mm-hmm. It looks like
you'll figure out what everybody looks
perfect
like.
Perfect poor calendar is coming up. So gift Christmas season is
the gift
on,
that
is
keeps on giving.
Evil circles reign is about over.
Ooh, it's who's the November on this?
Let's get a little sneak peek.
Yeah, let's get a sneak peek. We're in November right now. We're enjoying November. It's great.
That's right.
Oh, he's going to flip the calendar, and it's officially
garage
November.
Boys.
Oh, it's a Garage Boys have boys. November, huh?
Wow. Oh,
Thanksgiving is garaging.
Well, there you go. We got
garage giving.
We got you a picture of the Garage Boys for your birthday.
Aw, thanks, guys. That's so cool.
Oh, your birthday's coming up? When's it coming up, bro?
Doesn't matter. I'm dumb.
I don't know.
Who cares? But also, cheers to Fritzel_Fry, to Chris, a.k.a. Bird, Marcus Albert, Javier Arroyo, and also the Fresno Grizzlies.
Oh, yeah.
For the AAA baseball franchise from Fresno has been a part of basically all the World Series for the past 10
That's
years.
That's right.
We have provided three World Series rings to the San Francisco Giants, a World Series ring to the Houston Astros, and now a World Series ring to the Washington Nationals, the Nats, the Natties. So
the Natties. And there are actually some Grizzlies on their team this year. Right?
Yes. There's only a few, but not because we've only been with the Nationals for a year, so we don't have as many. There's tons of Astros in Fresno, and at the time, there were tons of Giants. So it's sort of an anomaly. Like there's probably no other team that could say that were linked with the three different World Series winners over the past 10 years. So cheers to the Fresno Grizzlies for providing so much World Series talent.
Yeah.
Come to Fresno. It's right next to Tioga Sequoia and Zach's Brewing. Is the baseball stadium. Come see some AAA baseball action.
That's where it's at.
You won't be able to see any soccer action, but you'll be able to see some AAA baseball action. Oh, look. Matt's like, well, now what am I going to do for my event planning?
Tuesday nights are going to be boring.
So cheers to everyone that shares the show on their own social media and talks about us and just interacts with us during the week on social media, where it's Perfect Pour Pod or on our Untaps. And I hope you have a great week.
Uh-huh.
But be safe.
Oh.
And have fun.
Okay.
Check dates.
Oh. Now there's homework involved.